And when you spoke about that part of the world, that's who the Jewish world was. He and his disciples and his yeshiva and his students and his sons, his grandsons, his sons-in-law, they were the family. The Sam Sofer himself was a famous son-in-law. He was the son-in-law of the great Rabbi Akiva Eiger of Posen. And the Sam Sofer left in his manuscripts some of the greatest works of halacha that we have. The Sam Sofer is the pillar of halacha of the 19th century. We have his Shilas and Tshuvas, the response of the Sam Sofer on every subject imaginable, and his logic and his knowledge and his daring almost in dealing with problems is legendary. And then we have his commentaries to the Talmud, and every year they put out new things because it's not exhausted. One of the, if you want to see what happened to the Jewish world, you know, the Jewish world in Eastern Europe or in Europe generally can be seen as in its cemeteries. You go to Eastern Europe, you don't even see Jewish cemeteries. The Jewish cemeteries are soccer fields, which the progressive, peace-loving, classless society has done. So you see rare, for instance, the Vilna cemeteries that are going to Vilna and two or three other graves were preserved through the efforts of Rabbi Teitz and Elizabeth. If you go to Bratislava, if you go to Presburg, the Jewish cemetery is gone because they built a superhighway over it. And the clover leaf is right over, is the Jewish cemetery. But they were afraid to start up with the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer and his son and two or three other graves are buried underneath the highway so that there's a descent, stairs that descend under the highway like a catch basin for sewers. And you go down under the highway, you know, the highway's going on all over you and everything, and there in that catacomb, the Chassam Sofer's grave and the monument has been restored. But they're gone. I mean, you go there, brought to Presburg is no more. It's gone. And not 100 years ago, 50 years ago, Presburg was a capital of the Jewish people. It was the Brooklyn of its day in that part of the world. It's gone, just gone. When you go to France, you go to Troyes, you go to Worms, you go to the great ancient Jewish community, it's all gone, there's nobody there. It's gone in such a way that the Goyim don't even take you on a tour, they don't even want to make money. I mean, if we would think, you know, if we were running, right, if I was running tours, I would have a tour to Rashi's hometown, right? And we'd build a house and say, this is where Rashi was born, and we'd build a basement, and this is where, you know, yeah, you'd do something, right? You can make a dollar, the people would come. Doesn't exist. Like he never was there. And Worms were in the ancient Jewish cemetery where the Maram of Rotenburg is buried. No, so that's it, you know, so you got to look for it if you're interested. But nobody will show it to you. Then you appreciate what the exile is. Then you appreciate the temporary nature of even 1,000 years of Jewish life. How it can all be gone very, very quickly. So we have seen here contrasting yeshivas, Volozhin and Presburg. But each one saved its area of the world. Each one turned back the tremendous tide of assimilation that otherwise would have engulfed the Jewish people. Just one last legend, so that the Ksav Sofer, when the Emperor Franz Josef came to visit Presburg, so there are two famous legends. One legend is that he set an appointment to come on Yom Kippur. And that when the emperor came, you know, that was an invitation you could not refuse. You couldn't tell him, you know, today's Yom Kippur, I have to speak in shul. You had to be there. And so it happened that morning there was a tremendous rainstorm and the emperor couldn't come. So that's one story. The second story is that the emperor came once on Shabbos. and the Ksav Sofer walked to greet.